and welcome to our 2025 Memorial Day commemoration. We will open our ceremony by raising the American and military flags. This will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, the playing of the national anthem by the Franklin High School Band, and the invocation. Veterans may render the hand salute during the national anthem. Please stand if you are able. Lieutenant Leone, please raise the colors. Please raise the military flags. Navy veteran Judy Hines will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now the Franklin High School Band will lead the national anthem. And now Reverend Doreen Outen will lead the invocation.
Would you join me in a spirit of prayer? O God of all nations and of all generations, we gather on this green and sacred common, beneath open skies and among neighbors, to remember those who gave the last full measure of devotion for the freedoms we hold dear. We invoke the presence of love, truth, honor, and justice in this place, not just in solemn silence, but in grateful hearts. May this gathering of remembrance be blessed. May blessing come to the veterans among us and the families who carry the legacy of loss. May this ceremony speak not only of the past, but of the present and future that they fought to protect. May we be humbled by their courage, inspired by their service, and united in our commitment to peace, to justice, and to one another. And let the people say, Amen.
Please be seated. Representative Roy, Mr. Doherty, town officials, Commander Hines, Commander Carruthers, Parade Marshal Gerald Brady, veterans and their families, and members of the Franklin community, thank you for joining us here today to pay tribute to our departed heroes. It is a day to remember the immense sacrifices made by those who served to guarantee our freedom. We are very fortunate to be joined here today by many distinguished guests. And the first one I would like to invite to the podium is Representative Jeff Roy. State Representative Jeffrey N. Roy was first elected to the Massachusetts House of Representatives for the 10th Norfolk District in 2012. It is his great honor and privilege to represent the residents of Franklin and Medway on Beacon Hill. After serving as chairperson of the Joint Committee on Telecommunications, Utilities, and Energy for 4 years, he was recently promoted to floor division chair of the second division. He also serves as the House Chair of the Manufacturing Caucus, which promotes and encourages making it in Massachusetts. In 2011, he was elected to the Town Council in Franklin, Massachusetts. In January 2012, he was selected to chair the town's Master Plan Committee. Prior to that, he served on the School Committee and served as its chairperson for 9 of his 10 years of service with that board. He also co-chaired Franklin's Anti-Bullying Task Force. He has worked as an attorney in Massachusetts since 1986 and operates a law firm, Roy Law, in Franklin, Massachusetts. The firm is dedicated to vindicating the rights and expectations of consumers injured at home, work, or play. He has represented clients at all levels of the trial and appellate courts in Massachusetts. In addition, he has appeared in cases before the New Hampshire Supreme Court and Superior Court, the Federal District Courts of Massachusetts and New Hampshire, the Rhode Island Superior Court, Colorado Superior Court, and the United States Court of Appeals for the First Circuit. He is also a member of the American Association for Justice and the Massachusetts Bar Association. He is also a bicycle rider in the annual Pan Mass Challenge event, which raises money for the Jimmy Fund. And please welcome Representative Roy.
Thank you, Shannon, and good morning to everyone here today. It is a deep honor to stand with you today as we gather not only in remembrance, but in gratitude for the brave men and women who gave everything in service to our nation. Your presence here is more than symbolic. It is powerful. It echoes the words of President John F. Kennedy, who once said, "A nation reveals itself not only by the men it produces, but also by the men it honors, the men it remembers." Today we honor, and today we remember. This weekend is not just a holiday. It is a solemn reminder that the freedoms we enjoy were secured through profound sacrifice. We are here to pay tribute to the patriots who answered the call of duty, stood in harm's way, and made the ultimate sacrifice so that we might live in peace, in liberty, and in hope. The heroes we remember came from every corner of our country and every walk of life. They were ordinary people who showed extraordinary courage in the most difficult of times. Each one answered a call greater than themselves, and in doing so, helped define the very character of our nation. Yes, we live in a time of division. Our nation faces challenges and differences of opinion. But moments like these remind us of what unites us. The men and women we honor today did not serve a party. They served a people. They gave their lives for an idea that all of us together are worth fighting for. In that spirit, let's put aside what divides us and recommit ourselves to what binds us: our shared love of country, our respect for service, and our gratitude for sacrifice. No disagreement should overshadow the sacred duty we all share to honor our veterans, our fallen, and their families. Those we remember today gave what President Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion. Not so that we might mourn them, though we do. Not only so we might honor them, though we must. But because their sacrifice allows us to live in freedom, to dream, and to build a better future. We owe them more than remembrance. We owe them purpose. We owe their families more than thanks. We owe them action. Let us live in a way that proves their sacrifice was not in vain. Across this nation this weekend, people gather just as we are doing now. Each ceremony, each flag, every silent moment of prayer is a testament that we have not forgotten, and we never will. Now, last Thursday in the historic House chamber in the State House, we honored 125 service members at our first annual Military Appreciation Day. Among them were two remarkable individuals from this community, Richard Dick Hines and Shannon Nesbitt. Now, Dick has devoted himself to keeping the memory of our 45 fallen soldiers alive through solemn moving ceremonies at the Veterans Memorial on the Franklin Town Common that you see before you today. And Shannon, both a veteran and a dedicated veteran service officer, continues to serve our military community with distinction and compassion. Will you all please join me in applauding these two extraordinary Americans? Now, as we observe Memorial Day, I ask each of you to remember what this day truly stands for. Take a moment to reflect, say thank you, and honor those who have given us the gift of freedom. May we be worthy of their sacrifice. May God bless our fallen heroes. May God bless you and your families. And may God bless our Commonwealth and these United States of America. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Representative Roy. Our next guest I'd like to introduce is Aidan Dougherty, District Director for the Office of Senator Rausch. Aidan, Mr. Dougherty, if you could please come to the podium. In this role, Aidan develops, maintains, and supports relationships with district constituents, local and federal governments, commissions, organizations, and other partners. Additionally, he handles constituent services and outreach for the office. Previously, Aidan has worked on local, state, and federal campaigns, as well as with advocacy groups, youth activists, labor unions, and legislative leaders. Aidan received a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from the University of Vermont. And without further ado, I'll turn over the podium to Mr. Dougherty.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Aidan Dougherty, Senator Becca Rausch's district director. Our office represents the people of Franklin and the Massachusetts Senate. Thank you for the opportunity to provide remarks on behalf of Senator Rausch. It is an honor to join you as we observe this solemn day and remember those who gave their lives in service of this country. Today is an opportunity to reflect on the freedoms that we enjoy. It is a chance to focus our gratitude for living in a land of freedom and possibility. It is a time to feel sorrow and the weight, the cost of these freedoms. As Americans, we think of freedoms as our birthright, for few of us have ever lived without it. But our freedoms are not guaranteed by any universal law. It is secured by the Constitution and the people who defend it. All service members swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States. Its goals are set forth right in the first paragraph. Establish justice, provide for the common defense, promote general welfare, and secure liberty for all, now and in the generations to come. Our liberty and freedoms are the legacies of those who gave their lives in service of this country and in service of our Constitution. When we cherish these values, we honor their sacrifices. And when we contribute to our communities and nurture civic pride, we tend to their monuments. So we ask ourselves, in light of the gifts that have been bestowed upon us, how can we honor the lives of those whose names are etched upon these memorials? I think one of the answers is to truly pay attention. You're here, so you've made a choice to do so. I thank you for that. We can take it a step further by listening and learning about the histories of the people who gave their lives in service. And in that spirit, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Edward Leslie Grant. Eddie was born right here in Franklin in 1883. He graduated from Franklin High and attended Dean before transferring to Harvard. After graduation, Eddie attended Harvard Law School during the winter and played professional baseball during the summer. He was admitted to the bar in 1909. That year, he batted leadoff for the Phillies and finished second in the National League with 170 hits. Eddie was a unique character. While his teammates crowded saloons after games, he went to the opera or to the theater. He preferred books to cards. His teammates often asked Attorney Grant for advice on their contracts. When the United States declared war on Germany, on April 6, 1917, Eddie Grant became the first major player to enlist. He was commissioned as a captain in the 77th Infantry Division, arriving in France as part of the American Expeditionary Forces. During fighting in the rugged Argonne Forest, all of his superior officers were killed or wounded. He took command of his troop on a four-day search for the lost battalion against heavy odds. Eddie Grant was killed by an exploding shell on October 5th, 1918, a month before the armistice was signed. He is memorialized by a plaque from the San Francisco Giants Stadium. The American Legion post right here in Franklin was named in his honor, and so is Grant Field at Dean College, half a mile from here. His sacrifice will not be forgotten by the people of Franklin, nor the nation he helped defend. I hope his story inspires you to do a little research, to learn the story of another fallen service person. To the families of the fallen, on behalf of a grateful Commonwealth, I extend my sincere condolences for your loss. May their memories be a blessing. I hope you feel our deep appreciation for you and your loved ones' dedication to our country. It is a privilege to report that just a few days ago, the Senate passed the fiscal year budget with new language to support Gold Star families. To all the veterans here, thank you for your service and for carrying with you the memories of friends who never made it home. Thank you to everyone involved in organizing this event and to everyone in attendance for gathering here to pay our collective respects and to honor the memory of the fallen. I wish you all a peaceful and meaningful Memorial Day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty. Today, it is with great pleasure that I introduce our featured speaker, Parade Grand Marshal and Korean War veteran, United States Army, Gerald Brady. Jerry Brady was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. He joined the Army at the outbreak of hostilities in South Korea and was awarded the Purple Heart for injuries sustained while serving in the Korean War. After serving 3 years in the military, Jerry enrolled in college under the GI Bill and received a bachelor's degree in industrial engineering and a master's degree in engineering management. Over the course of his lengthy career, Jerry worked for Grumman Aerospace, General Dynamics, and FM Global before retiring in 2005. Jerry moved to Massachusetts in 1975 and has lived in Franklin for 25 years. He is the father of 2 sons, 1 daughter, and 7 grandchildren. A longtime member of the VFW, Jerry serves as the junior vice commander for Franklin's VFW Post 3402. He is an avid woodworker and enjoys cabinet design and fabrication. And without further ado, I will turn it over to Jerry.
I have a cheering squad. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I am honored to have been selected as this year's Memorial Day Parade Grand Marshal and to speak with you all today. Like many of you, I come from a military family. My father served in the Army in World War I, my brother served in the Marines in World War II, and of course, as Shannon said, I am a Korean War Army veteran. We are among the lucky ones who made it home safely and went on with our lives. We got married, raised children, had jobs, took vacations, and welcomed grandchildren. Memorial Day is a federal holiday set aside so that we can take the time to remember and honor the U.S. servicemen and women who did not make it home, those who made the ultimate sacrifice while serving our great nation. Today, I'd like to ask you also to remember Franklin's 45 fallen heroes from World War I to the present day. They are memorialized right here on the Memorial Walkway. Franklin has 3 fallen heroes from World War I, 23 from World War II, 1 from the Korean War, 6 from the Vietnam War, and 2 from the Iraq War, which is also known as the Second Persian Gulf War. Franklin's youngest fallen hero was 17, and the oldest was 36, all in the prime of their lives. If you haven't already done so, I suggest you take a walk along the beautiful memorial pathway someday soon, but not today, as we have blocked the walkway off during this event. Read the heroes' names and their ages on the 45 granite pedestals and take a moment to reflect on their service and sacrifices and the freedoms they protected for all of us. Think about the loved ones they left behind. There are many ways we can honor our country's fallen heroes. Make a donation to an organization that supports Gold Star families. Attend a Memorial Day parade like many of you did today. Visit a war memorial. Fly the American flag outside your home. Or observe a moment of silence to one of the fallen each Memorial Day at 3 p.m. May we never forget those who gave their lives for our freedom. We are forever in their debt. May their courage and selflessness inspire all of us gathered here today to live our lives with purpose, gratitude, and patriotism. Thank you.
I stumbled over. Let's give one more round of applause for our Parade Grand Marshal veteran, Jerry Brady. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jerry, for all you've done in service of our country and community. And we were so honored to have you here as our Grand Marshal and featured speaker today. I would now like to invite United States Marine Corps veteran Patrick Doyle up to the podium to read the Governor's Proclamation.
Thank you, Shannon. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, a proclamation. Whereas, while the nation was still recovering from the Civil War, people in cities and towns across the country gathered to honor the soldiers who had given their lives, celebrating the first Decoration Day. And whereas, after World War I, the nation came together again to honor those who had fallen in the service of their country. Renamed Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, is when people remember and honor the memory of all the men and women who fought and died in all American wars and conflicts. And whereas throughout our country's history, thousands of Massachusetts residents have fought in wars and conflicts to defend our safety and way of life. And whereas their legacy of patriotism and dedication to country is an inspiration to all Americans, and whereas it is appropriate that all Massachusetts residents remember the bravery of those who gave their lives so that their sacrifices serve as a reminder of the cost of freedom. Now, therefore, I, Maura T. Healy, Governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, do hereby proclaim May 26th, 2025, to be Memorial Day, and urge all residents of the Commonwealth to take cognizance of this event and participate fittingly in its observance. This given at the Executive Chamber in Boston this 26th day of May in the year 2025 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 248th.
Thank you so much, Veteran Doyle. Before we move in our program, I want to acknowledge one other very special guest we have with us today, World War II Army veteran Cass Salemi. Cass, can you wave? Let's give him a round of applause. Thank you for your service, and we're so glad you're with us here today. At this time, I would like to invite VFW Commander Ernest Carruthers and the Girl Scout Wreath Team to the podium for the placing of the wreath. Ashley and Catherine will be placing the wreath with Commander Carruthers on the World War I monument. Now Ava and Sadie will be placing a wreath on the World War II monument. Now Emmy will go with Commander Carruthers to place a wreath on the Korean War Monument. Now Molly will attend Commander to place the wreath on the Vietnam War Monument. And now Juliana will join Commander Carruthers to place a wreath on the Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom Monument. Thank you so much to the Girl Scouts for making these beautiful wreaths, which symbolize our deep gratitude for the unfathomable sacrifices made by our men and women in uniform during wartime. If you take a look at these monuments, you will see the names of those who made the ultimate sacrifice, never coming home to see their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and loved ones. These fallen heroes, as noted by our other speakers, are also commemorated by the 45 pedestals you see before you on our Veterans Memorial Walkway. At this time, I'd like to invite American Legion Post 75 Commander Dick Hines and VFW Post 3402 Commander Ernest Carruthers to the podium to talk about the remembrance wreath ceremonies held on the walkway.
All yours.
Perfect.
Talk close to the mic.
Good afternoon. For the past year and a half, at 9 a.m., VFW Post 3402 and American Legion Post 75 conduct a ceremony for each of the 45 recognized by the granite columns placed in their honor along the Veterans Walkway on the date of their deaths. We provide their history, offer a prayer, and provide a salute from all those attending while Taps is played. This keeps their memory alive. Their names are spoken, and the memory of what they did for their country is once again brought to light. It is a truly good thing to do, and all are always invited to join us. We have one of the fallen, World War I Private Albert E. Johnson, for whom we have no date or circumstances of his death or any other details of his life. For this reason, we have chosen Memorial Day to honor his sacrifice. You will note that a wreath has been placed by his column, and the prayers offered here today, as well as the military salute and taps, will honor his service to his country. We salute all the 45 fallen here today with this ceremony, as well as all who are recognized on these monuments for their service to our nation. Thank you.
Now we're back up here.
Thank you, Commander Carruthers and Commander Hines. At this time, Commander Hines will remain at the podium to read our honor roll of Franklin veterans who left us this year. VFW Commander Ernest Carruthers will ring the watch after each name is read, and United States Marine Corps veteran Don Anderson will render a hand salute. After the last name is read, there will be a rifle salute and playing of taps. Veteran Anderson is here, right behind me, excellent, thank you. Everyone in the audience, please stand if you are able.
Peter Paul Klitsch, Air Force, Korea. Albert Peter Palumbo, Army, Korea. Daniel J. Kerrigan, Army, Korea. Frederick J. Dacey Jr., Army, Korea. John Ignatius Voss, Army, Korea. Richard S. Hastry, Army, Korea. Marie T. Johnson, Navy, Korea. John E. Sheridan, Air Force, Vietnam. John E. Sherry, Air Force, Vietnam. John Paul Kirchmeyer, Air Force, Vietnam. Paul Malvi Dugan, Air Force, Vietnam. Herbert Leonard Statler, Army, Vietnam. John P. Geba, Army, Vietnam. Michael James Martin, Army, Vietnam. Peter A. Rollini, Army, Vietnam. William Daniel Singleton, Jr., Army, Vietnam. Ronald A. DiCenzo, Marine Corps, Vietnam. Thomas Milton Strawn, Marine Corps, Vietnam. Dennis Oliver DeSimone, Navy, Vietnam. James L. Gillis, Navy, Vietnam. Michael Jules Kennedy, Navy, Vietnam. Stephen Andrew Wheeler, Navy, Vietnam. Stephen M. Crowley, Navy, Vietnam. Thomas William Earls, Jr., Navy, Vietnam. Paul David Giardino, Navy, my mistake, Army, Iraq. Carl J. Olivio, Army, peacetime. James Dennis O'Leary, Army, peacetime. Thomas M. Cote, Army, peacetime. Arthur P. Harold, Marine Corps, peacetime. And lastly, James M. Marguerite, Navy, peacetime.
Thank you to our veterans and their families here today, and to the local and state officials with us. I'd like to thank Navy veteran Judy Hines for leading the Pledge of Allegiance, Lieutenant Leone for raising the American flag, and Reverend Doreen Otten for leading our invocation. Thank you so much to Commander Dick Hines and American Legion Post 75, as well as Commander Ernest Carruthers and VFW Post 3402 for providing the honor guards and rifle team for the duration of today's parade and ceremony. We are also so fortunate to have honor guards from the Assabet Valley Regional Technical High School Junior ROTC program, led by Major Travis Bowser, and the Franklin Fire Department, led by firefighter Michael Eaton. I wish to thank Reverend Doreen Otten, the Reverend Kathy McAdams, and Father Bob Poitras for the presentation of honors at Dean College, Union Street Cemetery, and St. Mary's Cemetery. I'd like to send a huge shout out to our parade committee: Ernest Carruthers, Chair; Dick Hines, Chair; Lieutenant Eric Zimmerman; Frank Coughlin; John Heffley; Robert Marcunis; John Milo; Jerry Brady; Patrick Doyle; Jim Lane; Judy Hines; Rose Turco; Art Buehling; Jan Prentice; and Deborah Martin. Let's give them all a big round of applause for an excellent parade today. Thank you to our school bands who made this day very special, including Miss Leanne Rudsett and the Franklin High School Band, Mr. Christopher Heater and the Benjamin Franklin Classical Charter Public School Band, and an unexpected guest, the 215th Army Band, under the direction of Chief Warrant Officer Stephen Martins. Let's give them all a big round of applause. I'd like to give a shout out to our Grand Marshal Jerry Brady and his driver Rick LaRoe. As well as World War II veteran Cass Salemi, who was able to join us today, and our other veteran riders, Loretta Lopez and Denise Knott. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you to our police department, Lieutenant Eric Zimmerman, and the FPD for providing a detail so we could gather safely today. And thank you to the Franklin Fire Department for sending all of those engines for the parade. Thank you to our buglers, Franklin High School students, Amelia Chambers and Isabella Troll. This day would not be possible, or this weekend, without the help of our Franklin Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Let me tell you, they have been working hard all weekend, replacing the flags at the cemeteries, and helping out all day, early in the morning till late in the day, with all kinds of activities, marching in the parade. I'd like to acknowledge their leaders, the Girl Scouts led by Kristen Bailey, Boy Scout Troop 126 led by Michael O'Neill, Troop 99 led by Matthew Tucker, Troop 29 led by Nate Batten and Mark Rond, PAC 92, led by Charlotte Tucker and Jason Marino, and also Dan Spigrolo. Again, we appreciate you so much. Let's give them a big round of applause. I'd like to thank our boots on the ground volunteers who also have been working so hard to make this day special. Lori Doyle, Mike Drewer, Deb Drewer, Terry Gilboy, Lydia Gilboy, Jack Coughlin, Sarah Coughlin, Brian Carroll, Regina Walsh, John Strand, John LaCortilia, Keith Nisbet, Don Anderson, and John Yoder. Let's give them a big round of applause. Thank you to our other parade drivers, Sergeant First Class Eric Forrest, as well as Chaplain Bob Marcunas. And we're also so grateful to have the support of our Franklin DPW and facilities team who've been working all weekend to make our events run smoothly. Thank you to the Franklin Garden Club who planted the beautiful flowers that you see at the plaza in the common here today. We want to thank Allegra Printing for donating our Memorial Day banners and programs. And last but not least, I'd like to thank my coworker, Deborah Martin from our Veterans Services Office for her steadfast dedication to our veterans and families in Franklin. Deborah. To conclude our ceremony, I'd like to invite Reverend Oten back up to the podium to offer the benediction.
Shannon, your thoughtfulness and thoroughness are above and beyond, and you are a blessing not only to the veterans, but to the whole Franklin community, yes? Let's be together in a spirit of prayer. As we depart from this place, may the memories of the fallen walk with us, not as shadows, but as guiding lights. May their bravery remind us to live with purpose. May their sacrifice compel us to seek and sacrifice for peace. May our patriotism be a generous one that reaches out to all the human family on every continent. May we come to love the earth and all of God's creation with a love that surpasses even that of country. As we depart, let us be strengthened by their courage. May our words, our actions, and our lives be worthy of their memory. Amen.
This concludes our ceremony. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.